This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5-3-2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, folks. Welcome into the second hour. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader. You know, what I'm doing here with you on the air is, in fact, rapid-fire predictions based on a deck of ordinary playing cards. But astrology is much bigger than that, and it can be useful not only to understand yourself but also to understand others. I think the most important thing that you can get out of astrology is to take a good, careful look at yourself and see what you might be bringing to the situation that is difficult or positive, and therefore it becomes a way that you can get yourself sort of out of your own way to make circumstances better. It doesn't work all the time. Nothing works all the time. But frequently, if you see that you're in a stressful relationship with someone and you look at yourself and you identify what it is that you may be bringing to the table that's part of the problem, you can work on that, and then you can make things better in interpersonal relationships. That's one, from my vantage point, that's one of the most important things that comes out of understanding astrology. Back to the phones we go, and in case you're new to the show, the most important rule is when you come through to me, you need to ask one particular question. Sue in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marta.
Hi, Sue. Let's see, you're calling for your daughter, I understand.
Right.
And she's born under the sign of Taurus. What do you want to know for her?
She's right now desperately hunting for work.
Did she just finish college?
She did.
Okay. And so she's a Taurus, and this is a tough time to be looking for work. Is she here in Rhode Island?
She is.
Okay.
It's been really frustrating for her.
Of course, of course. And especially, you know, you just get out of school, and you're all excited about your credentials, and you want to get out there, and so forth. And, okay. Does she want to teach?
No.
Okay. Good. Because, boy, did that door look closed, and I was quite concerned. Okay. I have a picture that suggests she can find something in 3 to 7 weeks, but it's not going to be what she wants. And just maybe she's going to have to take something for an interim kind of a position. And not very long. I kind of think that any time between the end of January and the end of June next year, there will be an opportunity that really is very much what she wants. I'm just not optimistic about her finding something right away. Her best chance to find something really good is going to be in the month of July. If she doesn't find something by the end of July, my best advice to her is take anything for the time being and keep your eyes open, because something new will surface after the end of January of 2009. Fair enough, Sue?
Great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. If you were trying to get through last hour and could not, this is the time to call. We have a couple of lines available for you right now. Lisa in West Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Lisa. And I see that you are a Gemini.
Correct.
And what's your question for me?
I just have a question about a current situation. My husband and I are trying to possibly do a refinance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a rescinding of a first and second mortgage that we were caught up in that crunch.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to know if it's going to work to our advantage.
Okay.
Currently, we're trying to negotiate with the lender.
Okay. So the Queen of Diamonds represents you as a Gemini. What's your husband's birthday?
11-3-62.
So he's born under the sign of Scorpio, and in this layout of the cards, the King of Spades that represents him falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is the very best card in the deck. Now, in the eighth house, which has to do with mortgages, the cards are still all confused and uncertain, and it may be that you have to go to more than one lender in order to find what you're looking for.
Okay.
But these cards are encouraging, and I believe that you will be able to refinance and hold on to things and make your circumstances better.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Let me know. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Patty in Cranston. Patty, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna.
You are welcome. And, Patty, let's see. You have a question about your husband.
Yeah, the company that he's with now has been promising him more money since about 6 months ago, and I was wondering if that's ever going to happen.
Okay, and he's born under the sign of Pisces, a sign that can indeed be very patient. And it seems to me that he's more patient than you are. So let's get the cards down and see what's going on. The King of Spades represents him born under the sign of Pisces. You know that Pisces is the most psychic sign in the zodiac.
Is it?
Yes, it is. That doesn't mean that he can, quote-unquote, predict the future. But his instincts are usually right, aren't they?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
No? You don't think so? Just sometimes?
Yeah, just sometimes.
Okay. As far as these cards are concerned, they really do look as though the rays will come through. And, in fact, these cards indicate that it will come through in a matter of weeks, not months. So that's good news. And
yes.
The timing on that is 4 to 5 weeks, or at the outside, 9 weeks. So I really do believe that it's pulling into place. I think that the company just had to sort of close off a few things in order to move forward. But it really looks as though they set something in motion about 8 or 9 months ago in the way of some sort of expansion or shift in their services, and that that's now paying off. And that's what makes it possible for them to put through this raise for him.
Good.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Gina in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Gina. So let's see. You were born right at the very end of the sign of Virgo and just into the beginning of the sign of Libra, but I think you're still a Virgo. What's your question for me tonight?
I wanted to know if if I was going to meet another man my lifetime.
Any time in my entire lifetime.
Well, maybe sometime soon.
Yes, obviously. I did understand. And the Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you. And let's see if I can describe someone who looks like he's showing up. Well, let's see. The first king who showed up is a definite no-no. He's represented by the King of Clubs. There's another king who showed up, the King of Spades. That doesn't look much better. But the King of Diamonds looks promising, and so does the King of Hearts. So we have 2 out of 4 kings saying there's a very good chance for you to meet somebody. One of those kings falls in exactly the same set of cards with you, which may mean that once upon a time you were involved with him in the past. And it doesn't look like a bad situation at all. Wasn't there someone who you had a very strong relationship with a while back who you've thought about sort of more or less recently?
Oh.
You can't.
There's only one man that I've really thought about recently, and he was in my life for half of it.
Well, doesn't that fit what I just said, sort of?
Yeah, but he's been gone for 4 years, and I didn't see him coming back.
Okay. Well, the thing is that you have these cards that represent some kind of connection. Okay. What's his birthday? Let me just clear that up. Just the month and day, if you happen to know it.
Yeah. August 27th.
August 27th makes him a Virgo, and it's not him at all. He falls with all kinds of negative cards around him. He's not the guy at all.
Okay.
The man who I see is more likely to be a fire sign, an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarian.
Huh.
He has he's a very strong personality. I'm willing to bet you, Gina, when you figure out, when you figure out who I'm talking about, what you are going to say is, oh, that's who she meant. Because you are going to know who he is. You know, every now and then this happens. I received a letter just the other day. A woman had a full reading with me, and I said, I know that this is the case. I know A, B, and C. And she said, no, I don't think so. And she left and then sent me this long email and said, it was after I left that I realized that I knew exactly what you were talking about, and yes, of course, et cetera, and so forth. I'm saying the same thing to you, Gina. This is a man who you know. He has a lot of dynamic energy to him. He may, in fact, be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarian, a fire sign, or has a lot of those qualities. And Aries seems to me to be the most obvious of the three. And when you figure it out, he is a man who is somehow interesting and maybe not available for marriage and partnership. I don't know that. But for some kind of a relationship, he is. And since he falls in the seventh house, what that suggests to me is that as you go through the next 4 to 5 months, you have an opportunity to see him at some kind of an event. One of the cards around the event is a nine. Nines represent the need to do some traveling to see him. So there's a nine in your sixth, a nine in your ninth, a nine in the seventh house. All those nines add up to the idea that you may be invited to go somewhere, I don't know, a wedding out of state, as an example. And this is where you could indeed encounter him. And when you do, you have to let me know, Gina. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a couple of lines available. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO at 99.7 FM.
Need a little paradise in your life? Keep listening to hear how you can go from Providence to paradise from your vacation station. News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with Barbara in Pawtucket. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're calling about your husband, who's a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question for him?
Well, he's about to launch a new business next month, and he's worked very hard at it. And I was just wondering, what do the cards show as far as the success of this new business?
Okay. So he's born under the sign of Capricorn, and there are many positive energies around for him right now. Does he have a specific date for beginning this company?
it will be during the week of June 4th through the 8th.
All right. The week of June 4th through the 8th, let's just take a look at that. The thing about dating and starting things is that that becomes, in effect, a birthday. And it becomes the birthday of the business for all time. So looking at that week, which starts on Monday the 5th.
Well, okay.
No?
I was going to say he will be launching this product the Wednesday of that week.
Okay, so that's Wednesday the 7th of that week, and that's, the sun is in Gemini on that day, and in the morning the moon is in the sign of Libra. Now, that's a nice combination as long as the moon is in a good place, and I'm just looking at it. Yep, the moon will be sextile to Pluto on that day. That's a positive aspect. And so it looks good. Now, I like the timing. And now we look at the cards, and the cards are also very encouraging. Aren't there a couple of other very important key people involved with him in this business?
Yes, there are.
The partnership among them is a very positive one. And it is the sense of the group and the connections among them that help to make this business a success. And it's interesting for me to see that because Libra will be the launching moon position, and Libra is all about the interpersonal relationships. I think that's going to work in his favor. And, Barbara, the picture looks good.
I'm glad to hear that, Myrna.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Ken in Pawtucket. Ken, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hi there. So you're a Gemini, Ken, and what's your question for me?
During the past year and a half, employment for me has been very, very difficult. It seems to be somewhat picking up, but I'm tired of being the bridesmaid and really want to be the bride.
Mm-hmm. You don't have quite the right plumbing for that, but I do think I understand.
Very true.
Okay, now. So, Ken, what you're telling me is you've been working, but you're applying for things and not getting them? Is that what you're really saying?
Well, actually, I'm unemployed right now.
You are unemployed. Have you been working,
right,
you know, temporary jobs?
Off and on, contract work.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I've been in my profession for 30 years.
Right.
And employers seem to be fearful of my experience and that I'm overqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, within the past week and a half, I've started venturing out nationally and putting my resume out on the circuit nationally,
right,
and have received two favorables. We're going into first and second interviews. And one was another scary situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm kind of at a point now where I need to go back to work, and I need to see where that's going to happen.
Understood. And I can certainly see that in these cards. And it looks as though you had enough of a financial basis to be able to carry you about this long, and that's about tapped out now.
Exactly.
What's really happening that looks most promising from my vantage point is not outside the area. You have the very best cards in the fourth house, not in the ninth, and the fourth house represents where you live now as opposed to the ninth, which would be relocating. So I don't think that that's going to be your move. What I really do see happening, however, is that your best of all possible leads is through people who you already know and have some sort of a connection to. And so in the 11th house, which is the concept of networking, you have four clubs. Those are solid cards. And in the same set of cards with you, there's a King of Hearts. Do you have a family member who's at all connected to the kind of work that you do?
Not really, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have an in-law who's connected? There's somebody connected to you. There's tens and eights around, and those are cards that I thought represented some connection. This might even be an in-law of someone you're divorced from, for example.
I have two good friends that are in the same business.
Have you spoken to them about working for them or with them in any way at all?
Probably 6 months ago we talked about that.
And at that time, did they hold out any hope at all?
Not really. There wasn't, because things were real slow.
Yes, I understand.
Nothing was really happening.
Okay. So then the question is, what can you bring to the table? Is there any way that you can help them to get more work? Can you work for them as a subcontractor? In other words, when I look at this picture, Ken, I think that your best options are through people who you already know here. Even though you tapped on that door 6 months ago, I think you need to go back. I also have a sense that there are opportunities that are going to be surfacing for you because there's fresh money coming in for you as we go through June, July, August, and September. So I think that you're at the end of this very difficult time, but you have to look in the right direction, and right now I don't think you are. I don't believe that floating your resume, for example, on the Internet is going to do you any good. It seems to me that your best hope is in a one-to-one situation. So go back and talk to the people who you know, and think very carefully about what I asked you, which is, are you related to anyone, or do you have a relative who knows someone? Keep it very close to home. Pull out the Rolodex of the people who you are closest to, because your best shot at a decent position is through someone who you can address by first name.
Okay.
Good luck with that, Ken. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Donna in Warwick, welcome to the program. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Myrna.
And I see you're calling about your son.
Yes.
And what is it you'd like to know for him?
He's in a new relationship. I just want to know if it's going to be serious. Is this the one he's going to be with for the rest of his life?
Okay, now I want to make sure I understand this. Are you calling about this boy who's not yet 20 years old?
Yes.
And you want to know if he's going to stay with this woman for the rest of his natural life?
Well, if this relationship is going to work out for him. He's had a couple that he's been hurt. I just want to know if this was...
Donna, he's a kid. He's 19 years old.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how good of a future he has with her, though.
I'm curious. Donna, how old were you when you got married?
I was 25.
Did you stay married to that person?
Yes.
Congratulations. Do you think you could have done it if you'd married him when you were 19 or 20?
I'm not sure. Not sure.
You're a better man than I am. What can I say? I know that if I'd gotten married in 19, there's no way it would have worked. There was no way that I was ready. So anyway, I look at your son's cards, and he's the King of Hearts. Do you happen to know his girlfriend's birthday?
No.
That makes it a little harder for me. I look at his fifth house of romance, and I look at his seventh house of marriage and partnership, and these cards do not indicate that he's with the woman he's going to spend the rest of his life with.
Okay.
And you know, as to whether or not he gets hurt... The only way that I know of to never, ever get hurt is to never, ever take a chance. You don't want him to do that.
Yeah.
Give him time, Donna. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Bill in East Providence. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bill, do you think you could have gotten married at 19 and made it work for a lifetime?
Definitely not.
Wow, you know?
Definitely not.
All right, so you're a Scorpio, like me, which is why I asked you, because I figured if anyone was going to agree with me, it would be you. So, right. what's your question for me?
I'd just like to know if you see, and like tonight, the Powerball, as we all know, is big money.
It sure is.
Do you see me lucky tonight?
Well, let's take a look at where those planets are tonight. And, of course, I happen to know that quite well since I drew the chart. And tonight, the sun is in Taurus, the moon is in Aries, meaning moon that Aries people have something of an edge.
Uh-huh.
Mars, however, is in Cancer. Mars is the planet that rules both Aries and Scorpio. Mars doesn't particularly like being in the sign of Cancer, so I got to tell you, if there's going to be a big winner tonight, I don't think it's going to be an Aries or a Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, laying out the rest of these cards, I want to take a look and see whether it looks as though luck might smile on you. You have all four suits, meaning a matter that is completely unclear in the fifth house of the reading. You have spades in other key areas. I got to tell you, Bill, don't spend too much on tonight's Powerball. It ain't yours.
Okay.
Thank you for the
call. Thank you for calling.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Madhu in Providence, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. I see that you're born under the sign of Aquarius. And what's your question for me?
Yeah, I've been married for a year now. I would like just to know if I can have a baby with my wife.
You want to know how the marriage is going?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your wife's birthday?
4/23, April 23rd.
Yes, so she's born under the sign of Taurus, and you're born under the sign of Aquarius, and those are two signs that do not have a natural or easy connection. Now, there are clearly many Taurus-Aquarius couples who make it work well, but never by taking each other for granted. In other words, you and she do have very different ways of going about solving problems and about communicating. She wants you to be there for her emotionally, and that's not how you do things. She doesn't necessarily want you to solve her problems, and that is what you try to do. So you're very different people. The marriage, it seems to me, is very strained. And if you want to make it better, I would recommend that you consider seeing a marriage counselor for a little while. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, I haven't tried it.
I would recommend it. The card that represents you falls right in the ninth house, and that has everything to do with the subject of counseling. And I believe that it's something that could work for both of you, because she needs a chance to feel that she can say what's on her mind safely and not get you distressed. I don't think she wants to make you unhappy by any means, but I think she doesn't know how to say what's in her heart, and I'm not sure you know what to say back to her at this time either.
Do we have a chance to have a baby together?
I don't see that happening at this time. I think you have to work at making the relationship a better one, and so I'm not seeing a baby currently. Madhu, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Stay informed with the News Talk 630 WPRO Proactive eBlast. Receive email alerts on breaking news and updates about your favorite talk shows. Proactive eBlast. Sign up now at 630WPRO.com.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM right up until 7 o'clock. Taking your calls, our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Pawtucket. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, I see that you're born under the sign of Aries, and what's your question for me?
How will my finances be for the rest of the year?
Want to look at finances for the rest of the year. Elizabeth, are you employed currently?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's going on. You're born under the sign of Aries. That makes you the Queen of Hearts in my system. And in your second house is all about the money that you have to pay your bills with, to go to the grocery store with, and so forth. And the ninth house and the eighth house is a place that represents the money that you have, say, in some sort of a retirement account. In both places, Elizabeth, your cards are not what I'd like them to be for you. So it looks as though you've had expenses and you have used monies in ways that have kind of depleted things for you. You have your income. And you can count on that. But I really think you need to sit down with somebody and get some information about how you can make your money stretch a little further than you've been doing. Because it really does look as though your expenses have been outstripping what you're able to earn.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. John in Cranston, welcome to the program.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John. And let's see. You're born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your question for me?
I'm taking a giant leap of faith, and I bought a house in California. This has been my dream for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not by 1991. And the house was a great deal. Yeah. I'm just calling to find out how successful I'll be out in California.
All right, let's take a look. The King of Clubs is you. And, of course, you know you can listen to this program on the Internet.
Yep.
So we don't have to lose you. I'm never happy when people call and say, well, I'm going to California or I'm leaving for Florida. Like, wait a minute here. Okay, I have the card that represents you. And you fall in your own ninth house. And the ninth house is the distance. So it does look as though, number one, you're excited about going.
I am, right.
The biggest problem is some separation from friends.
Yes, very.
And so that's where all the problem cards are. Oh. And that's very important because Taurus is a sign that cares enormously about connections.
Yes.
So I believe that you need to make up your mind to come back to the East Coast fairly frequently.
I plan to once a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Once a year is very little. I would hope you might be able to do it twice.
Okay.
Because really, that's the only area where I could see you winding up feeling unhappy and questioning whether the dream was really worth making into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So bearing that in mind, it looks to me as though you're going to do quite well out there.
Oh.
Work-wise, it doesn't look like a problem, for example. So I think you're okay.
Excellent.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lisa in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Lisa. And let's see, you are a Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
Here's my question. Last month, I called you on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And had an instant reading.
Yes.
It was fun and cool.
Thank you.
I asked you a question, and the woman that has proposed a business partnership with me, I had a wrong birth date. So I thought she was the middle of April, but she's actually May 17th.
Which makes a difference. It makes her not an Aries, but a Taurus.
So I don't know if the partnership she's proposing is smart for me, or if I should kind of wrap up the idea on my own.
Okay, let's lay the cards and don't tell me, of course, what I said to you last time. I don't want to know.
And thank you.
Okay, so you're born under the sign of Scorpio, which makes you the Queen of Spades, and she's actually born under the sign of Taurus, which makes her the Queen of Clubs. And the question is, does it look as if this would be a smart connection for you, or should you work out things on your own, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get these cards down and see who's who and what's what. You have beautiful cards, first of all. Falling in the seventh house, which is all about partnerships.
Great.
Next, we have the Queen of Clubs, which represents this woman falling, with the Five of Hearts, which is good fortune, and the Seven of Hearts, which is a positive relationship. So the cards are saying it looks good. What did I tell you last Wednesday?
It was a few Wednesdays ago, and you said at that time, she only had a very small spade with her, but you felt that her husband might be a negative influence on the business relationship.
Okay, and now that we have the right card to represent her, that doesn't show up at all.
Awesome.
So these cards look very promising, and I would say, hey, go for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Gary in Portsmouth, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Gary, and I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. And what's your question for me?
Well, my partner and I have been talking about buying a house, and I just want to know if that was going to happen this year.
Okay, and what is his birthday?
August 11th, I think it's 1952.
August 11th makes him a Leo, and I have the card representing him. He's been holding back. There's been something that he's not wanted to really make that move. And I don't know whether he was concerned about prices, but now, you know, okay, I'm just looking at all these cards, and there's a picture of uncertainty here. The King of Spades represents you. And you seem to be ready to make the move. Neither one of you seems totally ready. You know what? All I can say to you, Gary, is take a look. See what's out there. If you see something that really looks wonderful, I think you can make it happen financially, but I'm not so sure that either one of you is completely ready to do it even yet.
Okay.
All right, Gary?
That all makes sense. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Beth in Newport. Beth, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, Beth. I see you're a Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I want to know if my husband and I try to buy a house in Florida. That's going to come through.
Let's take a look and see what's going on. What's your husband's birthday?
November the 19th.
Okay. So you're born under the sign of Libra. The Queen of Diamonds is you.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband is a Scorpio. The King of Spades is him. There's a lot of property in Florida available at pretty modest prices if you're willing to look in key areas.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the possibility of buying, you have beautiful cards up in your ninth house. So certainly it looks as if that's possible, and your husband has the Nine of Hearts in his ninth house. So my answer to you is absolutely no problem. I don't see a problem for you at all. When are you going to go down?
July.
You're going in July. Okay.
Yep.
You have the Five of Hearts falling with you. Now, I want to take a look at something in July because there was a very specific reason why I asked you when you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with this little old thing called an eclipse period.
Okay.
And during eclipse periods, people sometimes spend more than they meant to. So it means that when you go down there, you want to be very careful about what you're willing to spend.
Okay.
The eclipse starts on July 21st. And goes through August 19th. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that nobody should buy anything during an eclipse period. On the contrary, sometimes you find exactly what it is that you want. All I'm saying is that if you have a budget, you need to be prepared to not allow yourself to so fall in love with something that it breaks the budget.
Okay.
All right, Beth, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Scott in East Greenwich. Scott, welcome to the program. Hi, Scott. I see that you're a Leo. What's your question for me?
I have a business already, and I'm looking into starting a second business.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if that second business would be as profitable.
Okay. How long ago did you start the first business?
30 years.
So it's been a long time, and it's been successful. And now you want to do business number two. The King of Hearts is the card that represents you. Let's see what I've got here. First of all, there's another man who shows up. In fact, there's two other men who show up as being somehow important around you. And there's a woman also. Okay. All right. As far as this particular business is concerned, cards are saying take your time. That this is going to cost money initially. And the,
yeah.
And the question is, how long would it take you to amortize what you're going to put out? And that really is the biggest question that shows up here, because there's a real drain on your finances showing up in both the second and the eighth houses. So it's not just money out of your pocket. It has to come out of investments. It has to come out of retirement funds and so forth. You have to use a fair chunk of money in order to make this happen. You may try to get some sort of bank loans, and you probably can, but in order to do that, you're pledging other stuff which for collateral anyway. So it all comes out to being the same.
Not what I thought.
And really, these cards are saying, given the economy, why would you want to take this chance right now? I don't think it's the right time for you to do it.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Scott. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a couple of lines available for you. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb.
Decision 2008.
Hear about it
and talk about it
on the Voice of Rhode Island. News Talk 630
WPRO
and 99.7 FM.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you till 7 o'clock, then followed here on WPRO with Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. But you and I have many minutes left, and I'll go right back to those phones in just a second. I just want to take a minute to let you know that I am available for full-length readings at my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and the phone number there is 401-333-7970. Also, on Wednesday nights from 7 to 10 p.m., I stay by my phone, I take calls, I do instant readings for people for a very small fee. So if you would be interested in talking with me, even as we do on the radio, but privately, again, it's the same phone number, 401-333-7970. Back to the phone, Steve in Ledyard, Connecticut. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing? I was curious. I've been struggling with the decision to get into real estate in some capacity. I'm just wondering what it shows for me.
Okay. Real estate is, of course, a wonderful career. It's fascinating. It's fun. It's very varied. It's very lively. And this is a tough time to think about getting into it.
Understood. I've been, you know, eyeballing it for years.
And, yes.
Well, that's the question.
Yes.
You know, I have a plan in mind. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's been well thought out. I'm just wondering what the cards say.
You fall right in the fourth house of the reading, and the fourth house represents real estate. I don't see you making a lot of money at it right away, but I don't see any reason why you couldn't go take the course and get the license and be ready and start meeting people. I would really encourage you to do that. Join professional organizations in real estate. Get to know folks. And frankly, I think that it's time for you to do that because you seem quite frustrated with the work you're doing anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve. 438-WPRO. Let's talk to Annie in Fall River. Annie, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Myrna.
You're welcome, Annie.
My question tonight is, we are in the process of having somewhat of a dispute with our neighbor whose water has been coming onto our property.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. They've attempted to fix the problem
right.
in ways that's holding back the water, but it hasn't really corrected it.
Right.
My next question is, since they have sold the house and are moving out,
right.
is it best for us? We want to see a lawyer.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable in proceeding with that, but I don't know whether it is our only way to go at this point and whether it would be the right way.
Okay. You are the Queen of Hearts being a Leo, and when you say we, I assume your husband is your partner in this?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's my sister and my mother.
Okay, so you're all living in that house?
It's correct.
Okay. Neighbor disputes are extremely difficult to handle. There's just no way around it. Neighbors behave the way they choose to, and they have tried to address this water problem, you said, but it hasn't worked.
They've tried to address it in ways that I see it just holding it back. It's
okay.
Not really stopping the water. It has made improvements in it,
right?
But it is not stopping it. So I guess my thinking is this as good as we can expect it to be, and are we expecting, you know, too much from it?
Okay, I do have an answer for you, because your ninth house cards look wonderful, and the ninth house represents legal and professional advice. So the first thing I would do would be get an engineer in there as quickly as possible. Get a flow engineer, someone who knows about water, and see whether that person can give you some advice and tell you whether there's more that can be done. And then, yes, it would probably be wise to get an attorney, because you've got nothing to lose. Your neighbors are leaving now, so you don't have to worry about alienating them. And it might even make it very difficult for them to sell the property, at least without revealing this water problem and a threat against them by the neighbor.
Okay. Now, so, my other question is, this the lawyer that we've gone to see? Is there some way for you to see whether this is a good fit in that regard?
I don't know the answer to that one at this point, because the cards are very focused on what you asked me first. But
okay,
I do think it makes sense for you to work with an attorney, and you did have very good cards up in the place representing legal advice. Good luck, Annie. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Steve in North Kingston. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Steve. And you are a Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
Just wondering about my future.
Okay, that's something that really works when you come to my office and we spend an hour together, but not when we have a minute.
What about my financial?
Okay, are you working at this time?
Yes, I'm a business owner.
Okay, then that's important, because in the way that I work, the second house is money, the sixth is the job, and the tenth represents the company. So when you own the company, the tenth house represents your business, and therefore the income from it is up there. It's at a different place. Okay, your tenth house cards indicate potential. The cash flow from it isn't everything that I might hope for, and maybe that's a seasonal thing, because you do have beautiful cards in the place that represents the outcome of this reading. There was some conflict with somebody who I think it affected business to some extent. It may have even been someone who you had to stop working with or separate from in some way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very good.
That shows... Steve, that's why they pay me the big bucks. In the big picture, I think you're doing fine, and I believe that it was absolutely the right move to dissociate from that man. Thank you for the call. Julie in Fall River, welcome to the program.
Hi. My question is really financial and potential. I'm wondering if I need to make a career move or change in my current job placement in order to not live paycheck to paycheck,
mm-hmm.
or if what I'm doing so far, where I'm at, is actually going to advance me.
Is going to advance you. Okay. The Queen of Hearts, which is you as a Sagittarian, falls in the second house, and that's all about money. Now, you have beautiful cards in the ninth house. Are you satisfied with the amount of schooling and the amount of credentials that you have right now?
Yes.
Okay. These cards are beautiful, and since you have accomplished that, these cards then suggest that you're not getting as much out of your credentials as you could.
Yeah.
And that may indicate that you're not working for the company that respects you enough or that has adequate use for your services. And if you don't change that before too much longer, you're going to wind up so bored and really beginning to feel depressed.
Yeah.
And you knew all that.
Yeah, I kind of did.
So it does make sense for you to be looking around, and there are some planets in a very interesting place for you that represent opportunity for change in direction. Uranus is one of those. Uranus is a planet that's all about change, and it's in a stimulus place in your chart, and frankly, so is Saturn. And Jupiter represents opportunities for you to do better financially. So when I look at this picture, I really think it's time for you to make a change, and I know you don't want to be bothered. It's not fun. But it will pay off.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Julie. Let's talk to Harley in Warren. Harley, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Let's see, Harley, you're born under the sign of Libra.
Uh-huh.
And what's your question for me?
Well, I have two. One about
You got to you got to focus in on one for me.
Yeah, relationship.
Okay. Are you seeing anyone at this time?
No.
Okay. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you, and I look to see if there's a king in any of those key places that represent relationships as opposed to friends and family, and there aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, there's nobody here. What are you doing?
I know, that's...
Seriously, a nice lady like you. And I got spades all over the place saying, no, 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 no. The only king that even shows up is somebody who you knew a long time ago and who doesn't seem to be available under any circumstances at all.
Uh-huh.
You got to do something that you're not doing. There's one man who you could possibly meet. And I got to tell you, you got to do something. Everything seems to be so locked in. What do you do, Harley, when you leave work? Do you just go home?
Do I what?
Do you just go home after work?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I don't see anybody between work and home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not advocating that you have an automobile accident as a way of bumping into somebody. You got to do something to meet somebody new because, boy, nothing's happening. You got a girlfriend. There's one woman. She's got dark hair. It's relatively short. She's about, she's a good 3, 4, 5 years younger than you are. You've been friends with her for about 11 years. She's single, too. You know who I'm talking about.
And short hair.
Yeah, well, maybe she's let it grow. Does she wear it pulled back or something? You've known her for about 11 years. You know who I'm talking about.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, give it some thought, because you and she got to go cruising together. That's your best hope of meeting somebody. Okay, Harley, what can I tell you? Get out there, and when you start meeting people, call me back, because that's when I'm pretty confident I'll be able to actually describe a man and not a woman. Harley, thanks for the call. Speaking of that, by the way, my second book is coming out. I've received my own advance copies of it. The second book is called The Astrology of Great Gay Sex. You can already order it on Amazon, and it will be in Borders stores quite soon, and before much longer, it'll be at Barnes & Noble, certainly by the middle of June. Let's talk to Ida in Warwick. Ida, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Ida. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Sagittarius, and what's your question for me?
No, I'm born on Scorpion.
Okay, you're a Scorpio. And what is your question?
I've met this wonderful man, and I just wanted to know what's my future.
Sure, and do you know his birthday?
Yeah, he's a Scorpion as well.
Okay, I have the King of Spades, and I will find the Queen of Spades. Two Scorpios can make for a good relationship. It's not always the easiest thing. Whenever you put two like signs together, it can be a little bit difficult. But these cards seem to suggest things are moving in the right direction. And, of course, I know that Jupiter is in a wonderful place for both of you. So the cards look promising. Of course, you have to go slowly, and you need to let him lead the relationship. But I will tell you, I think the potential is a very real one. And in fact, in the past, you've sort of had an image in your mind of who was the right man. And, boy, doesn't he fill that picture.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. He's very much like the man who you would have described as your heart's desire. Ida, thank you for the call. I think that we can sneak in Ted, and he'll be my last caller, and I'm sorry for all of you left on hold, but we have Ted in Little Compton. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Myrna, thanks for squeezing me in, so to speak.
You are a Leo, and what's your question for
cancer,
me?
Cancer,
sorry.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife.
Oh, yes, who I think I told you last time to go home and listen to her.
Yes, indeed, and I have. She gave me good advice, as always.
Yes.
Anyways, the property in the lovely Scandinavian country, it's a train wreck, and I don't know what she should do, hire a lawyer, go over there, but I can't see flying her back and forth and costing.
Did she go over there already one time?
Yes.
Okay. And
that was for the funeral.
And it didn't work out to be able to deal with it at that time. Then if she's not going to fly back and forth, Ted, you don't have any option other than to hire an attorney to represent her. I will say on the very positive end of things, she's got beautiful cards in the fourth house of property, and the Nine of Hearts falls with her. So even though it's messy right now, I do believe in the long run it will work to her advantage. Ted, thank you for the call. Once again, the show is over, and I can't believe how quickly it flies because it's such fun for me to spend these 2 hours with you. I'm Myrna Lamb. My number in Lincoln is 333-7970, 333-7970. Ken, thanks for a great show, and to all of you, have a wonderful week.